It's time for Scoot on the Air Money Trends with Metairie Bank and Paul Myers, North Shore President, joins us on WWL. Paul, good afternoon. Happy Mardi Gras.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Happy Mardi Gras to you.
Yeah, you have a lot going on the North Shore. The North Shore has really, just in recent years, has just continued to explode with Mardi Gras activities.
It has. You know, as more and more people have moved over here, whether it's from Orleans, Jefferson, or even out of state, just the number of people that have come over to the North Shore and appreciated, you know, this past weekend, running right in front of the branch here in Mandeville, we had the Ladies of Eve, and it was a phenomenal weather. But you got a ton that go on and over in Slidell, so it's a lot of fun. I hate to say less hectic because, you know, obviously.
I'll say it. It's a little less hectic in terms of some things like parking.
Yeah. Yeah. But I also think that some of that just comes down to preparation. I mean, I know people who have done Mardi Gras on St. Charles, you know, for generations, and they've got it down to a science. So it's not as hectic, I'd say, as others. If, you know, I would say that maybe if you woke up on a Saturday morning and said, hey, let's go down. That might be a little hectic, right? Because you just don't have a plan.
Yes. All right, Paul, the Super Bowl is Sunday. It's also the big Sunday, Bacchus Sunday, and a lot of other parades roll on Sunday. But the Super Bowl has a tremendous impact on the host city, and we're going to have the Super Bowl here in New Orleans next year. In fact, there are people there getting ready for that. So, you know, the impact on our city is going to be amazing. How do you measure the impact of the Super Bowl in a place like Las Vegas where there's, like, money pouring in all the time?
Well, you know, it's a challenge, right? Because obviously they've got a tremendous amount of income each and every day for people that are continue to visit. And there's kind of, I don't want to say there's conflicting, but they're estimating to have an economic impact of Las Vegas and surrounding Las Vegas of over $1 billion.
Wow.
You know, I think they're estimating at $1.1 billion. So, I mean, that's a huge economic impact. And so in comparison, the last time that New Orleans hosted the Super Bowl, which was in 2013, the UNO did a study, and our economic impact was $480 million. So you're talking about more than doubling the economic impact.
Yeah.
So, you know, and in Arizona last year, it was actually $1.3 billion. So you've got a tremendous amount. Now, the hard part is really measuring out that ROI, right? Really measuring out where that all impacts the small local businesses and restaurants and so on and so forth. And, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't say that I think the difference between us and other cities is when you come here, it's a culture and experience like no other. And as you mentioned, you know, how many people are going to be sitting at home watching the Super Bowl versus being out at Bacchus?
Right.
I would venture a guess you probably got a lot of people in and around this region. They're going to be out with family, with friends, enjoying Mardi Gras. And because of the culture that we have, because of the tourism and the different festivals, you know, Jazz Fest, French Quarter Fest, you know, it goes on and on and on. We have the great ability that other cities don't to really showcase who we are and allow people that maybe wouldn't ordinarily come to New Orleans. We have that ability to really sell them on coming to our city and to our region and appreciating the swamp tours.
That's a good point, because I would think that in a place like Minneapolis, if they have the Super Bowl in a place like Minneapolis, they're going to do a lot of things just for the Super Bowl. But the things that we have here, they don't change. It's the things that we have and do every day.
You're exactly right. And I don't want to take anything away from Vegas or, you know, I'll share this. I don't know if you've ever seen Lionel Richie in concert. My wife and I saw Lionel in Vegas, and he was a phenomenal artist, and it was a great time. But I don't want to take anything away from that. But the reality is we have just so much more to offer than, you're right, yeah, than even, and again, I say this with absolute respect, I got to believe there's a whole lot more than that we have to offer from a culture and food and so on and so forth than even Glendale, Arizona last year.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I'm biased. I'm a local guy, so I think I'm allowed to say that. But you know, there's just so much that we have to offer.
Well, and then you know, you look at the growing cost of commercials, like a 30-second commercial during the Super Bowl, and you know, you wonder what the return on investment is. I mean, these companies are investing a tremendous amount of money advertising. Can they measure the return on investment?
I think some can, and you know, some that had last year they had the one, and I'm blanking on the company now, but it had the QR code, and it was right. People that they could actually get the number of people that went and scanned that QR code. But yeah, at $7 million for 30 seconds, right? That's a huge output in the hopes. Now I will say this: I've often heard people that said, Scoot, that they said, I'm watching the Super Bowl as much for the commercials as I am for the game itself, because maybe their team isn't necessarily in it.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like I saw a meme this week that says, hey, the big game's this Saturday. Who are you rooting for? And they said, the Saints. They said, yeah, but the Saints aren't in the, and they said, I'm rooting for the Saints. So, you know, it's kind of that thing where maybe your team's not in it, but you're an avid sports
fan. Yeah, or people might say something like, yeah, I'm pulling for that new FedEx commercial.
You know, you got the Puppy Bowl and all the other things, but even, you know, and again, I wanted to look and see, I didn't do the due diligence on this, but at Super Bowl I in 1967, it says a 30-second ad costs $37,500.
Wow.
Now I'm sure based upon inflation and so on and so forth, that does not equate to 7 million, but you got to think in 1967, that was a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know? I think I heard Bobby talking last week on the radio, and he was talking about how in the early 70s he went to the Super Bowl at Tulane Stadium. And
yeah,
I forget the exact number, but I want to say he it was like, what, $9 or $10 a ticket or something along those lines. I mean, it wasn't exorbitant. I can't remember the exact number. But, you know, on average now you're talking about an average cost somewhere between $8,000 and $11,000 per ticket.
I know it's insane. It's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. But it's a phenomenon. The Super Bowl is a pop culture phenomenon in America. It's global, but it's really a pop culture phenomenon in America. And some people may not know this, but the performer at halftime, Usher this year, they don't get paid for that. They do it just for the publicity.
They don't. And I found that very interesting too when I was reading up. For this, I had no idea, but the flip side of it is, what you're betting, as they say in gambling, I guess in craps, you're betting on the come, right? You're betting on the fact that maybe this reminds people of some of the great music that maybe they haven't listened to in a while, so they immediately go and they start downloading, or they start listening to that music again, or radio stations start playing the music again, and it, you know, all of a sudden, your career may be revitalized.
Yeah, and
everybody
Usher
remembers who you are.
Yeah, and Usher has new music coming out too about the time of about to come out too, so it's going to help that out as well.
That generally helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. It does.
Yeah, I found that very interesting with the performers, that the support staff, the support crew, most of the dancers and so on and so forth, they're all paid. But the actual headlining performer is not.
It's going to be interesting to see Usher, because I have to admit that there are times that, and many times I watch the Super Bowl halftime show, and I just think it's overproduced. I think there's just too much. It's too distracting, and it just doesn't. For some reason, I miss the essence of the artist and the music.
Look, you know, you've seen a few more birthdays than I have, Scoot, but I tend to agree with you from the standpoint of, you know, the raw energy that someone can bring to the stage. You know, that was, and kind of bringing it back to New Orleans, that was what's so great about New Orleans, is you can go into these little bitty bars and the raw energy of the performers that are belting out music. And maybe it's just cover songs, but, you know, that's the kind of energy that when you go into these local establishments in New Orleans, you know, you couple that with the food and the atmosphere, those are all the things that really get people excited and enjoy their time. And I think that's maybe a little bit of a generational thing too, because, you know, you and I are maybe more purists with the music as opposed to all of the lights and the pomp and circumstance and spectacle. But hey, look, every, you know, different strokes for different folks, and you got to make sure that you're appealing to the masses.
Yeah, and some of the early halftime shows, they were just like college marching bands. In the very early beginning of Super Bowl halftime shows, they were like marching bands, and then they started to get celebrities, and then it just snowballed from there. Well, Paul, it's always great to talk to you. Have a very safe and happy Mardi Gras, and thanks for being a credible part of our show with Scoot on the Air, Money Trends with Metairie Bank. It's always great to visit with you.
Scoot, it's always a pleasure. Have a safe and happy Mardi Gras to you as well. And I hope everyone out there does have a safe Mardi Gras. Support your local businesses. Get out there and have a good and safe time.
All right. To Paul Myers, North Shore President, Metairie Bank, thanks for being with us on Money Trends on WWL.